Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
could only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Buck walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around me,
could
only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yes, sir.
He's mine, I am his.
doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is my love.
He
only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine. I am his. It doesn't matter what I need. He only sees me.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God, thank you for another day that we haven't seen before. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Thank you for the things that you're going to do in this time and this hour, Lord. I give you praise, Lord, that you died on the cross for us and you shed your blood. We thank you for the blood that was shed upon the everlasting, brought in the everlasting covenant. We thank you, Lord, that you have covenant with us, oh, Lord. And you said our enemies would be your enemies, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, for being our friend today, Lord, and stick closer than a brother. And, Lord, I just thank you for blessing this service today and all that is on the service, in the service. And we give you praise for it this morning in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Do you have a scripture there, Sister Paige? You have a scripture for us this morning? Amen, amen.
I read Psalm 15. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle?
Who shall abide in thy tabernacle?
Who shall dwell in thy holy hills? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speak the truth in his heart.
Amen.
Backbiteth not with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. In whom eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honored them that fear the Lord. He that swears to his own hurt and change not, he that putteth not out his money to
usury,
nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that does these things shall never be moved. It is the law and a blessing to the hearer and doer of his word.
Amen. I want to thank God for that word. Thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we give a time in it. We're going to give a testimony. Take a little time to give a little testimony, a little praise. I know people don't do that very often anymore, but sometimes your testimony can be a word for somebody else. Someone else may be able to get healed, may be able to get delivered off of the word that comes from you. And if there's someone this morning that got a testimony, any of y'all back there got a testimony? Amen. I know God did something good for you. Praise God. Amen. Is that anybody then? We're going to give somebody an opportunity this morning if they feel like giving God a praise. Just to give some honor to God, let him know you appreciate him. Amen.
Well, I just want to thank God this morning that he kept me and my family throughout the week. Like Mr. Ray always says, and nobody called me with no urgent phone calls that somebody in my family had passed away. Somebody had been in an accident, anything like that. I just thank God that he has kept them, protected us throughout this week. For having his loving hands upon us, I just thank God for being healed from colon cancer. He healed me from colon cancer going on 19 years now. I just thank you for that.
Amen.
So when he said that I had cancer, I did not say one time that I was going to die.
Amen.
I spoke life. And now I'm here today to be a witness. Don't be afraid and don't fear. Believe on God. Believe in his word.
Amen.
And say, yo, I've been dead with the power of the tongue. So speak life and don't speak death. Because the doctor can't do it. Only God can do it.
Amen.
He puts him there to help.
Amen.
But the healing come from him.
Amen.
And I give praise to this morning for my God, my Savior, my Lord, and my King.
Amen.
And I thank you this morning for all the blessings upon my family.
Thank
pray
you,
for me. We'll pray for you. And we'll all be prayed for. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise for amen. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And even when the enemy come against you, you know, like a flood, you can lift up a standard against him. Amen. You lift up some word against that devil that comes against you. Amen.
Amen.
And say, he's not going to take me out. I'm going to live and not die. I'm going to declare the works of God. Amen. I'm going to declare the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And so when God does something for you, then we need to tell somebody else about it because someone may be in the same situation today. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. It could be in a dilemma. Cancer could have came upon them. You know, if they can, I say it all the time, if they can take just a year and make a vaccine for COVID. Yeah, I wonder why couldn't they've been all these years now they haven't made a vaccine for cancer.
Amen.
Well, praise God. Amen.
And
so I think somebody needs to be making a vaccine for cancer because that's been around a long time. I mean, the COVID has been on a couple of years around that we know of, but cancer's been around forever. And I wonder when is somebody going to come up with a vaccine for cancer. Amen. Amen. But I thank God, though, God has a vaccine for cancer. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, that's something what man can't do, God can do.
Amen.
And so that is why we want to always be looking to Jesus. That's the author and finish of our faith because he can do what man can't do. Amen.
Amen.
And so we're going to put our confidence, we're going to keep our confidence in Jesus. That Jesus is going to bring us through. Amen?
Amen, amen.
And that's the good thing. Thanks for God for that testimony. And maybe some of you online, you've came down with a cancer. And I reason I always ask my wife to speak about it because I want you to know there's still hope.
Amen.
Amen. Don't throw in the towel just because cancer came upon you.
Amen.
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 Don't just give up. Yeah, I had a friend that, amen, she was told she had it 1 week. And then as soon as she heard that she had it, it seemed that she just threw her hand up and in 2 weeks she was gone.
Fear. Amen.
Just like that, from fear.
No fear.
She started putting everything in everybody's name, started giving away everything, and she wasn't even gone. But in 2 weeks she was gone.
Amen.
And so, and I don't believe it was the cancer that took her out. I think it was the fear of the cancer that took her out. In 2 weeks, I mean, walking upright and just go to the doctor and the doctor say, you got it. And then all of a sudden, you gone in 2 weeks. And so I said, fear.
Yeah.
And so let us not get into fear because fear is the torment. Everybody wonder why they're being tormented. You're being tormented because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, what is the fear, you know? You're afraid of what could be, or are you afraid of that which hasn't happened, or are you afraid of that which you don't understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's what fear is, you know, something I don't quite understand. And we got people all the time walking in fear because they don't understand God. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's happening. Amen. They don't know who to turn to. They don't know where to go. But Jesus is always accessible. Amen.
Amen.
One of the psalm writers said, I called upon the name of the Lord, and he heard my cry and delivered me from all of my fears.
Mm-hmm.
He delivered me from all of my troubles.
Yeah.
It let me know that I have somebody that I can call on when I'm in trouble. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Even though I can't see God, but I know he is God. Even though I can't see him, but I still know he hears prayer. I still know that he still talks. You know, somebody said, well, I've never heard the voice of God. Well, I've heard the voice of God. I've heard it so-called inaudible voice. I've heard it in a small still voice. Amen. That he's spoken to me before. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, and I heard him, you know. Gave me instruction. Amen. Gave me instruction even when I came from Kansas to Texas. I had instructions before I got here.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Months before I got here. He even told me what to do and what not to do when I came here. Perfect instruction. And everything that God spoke to me, it took place. It happened, amen. And so I know my ears was on the altar at the time, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I heard what God said. I was moved by what I heard. You see, that is what it means when you get a word. When you get a word from God. When you get a word from God, then you know. And something on the inside of you perks up or strengthens up because of what you heard in your ear.
Amen.
See, you knew it was God. It did something to the mind to, what, encourage you. Amen.
Amen.
And so even if we come down with cancer or whatever sickness and disease that you have had, don't get into fear. Because fear will torment you, and if fear will be take you out.
Amen.
You know, more people are taken out over fear than they are the sickness.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Because we become afraid, and many times we do things to ourselves because of fear. Amen. So don't get into fear today. Amen. Praise God. I don't know. I got on that for Sister Paige. She just gave that testimony. Amen. And I just wanted to talk about it because how we are today, you know, with people. Amen.
Amen.
People are in fear. People don't know what to do now. And when you talk about different things, you know, I've been talking about how we are more than a conqueror, and I've been talking about how we have a treasure in the dark, and I've been talking about adversity because I realize people are going through in this hour, in this time.
Amen.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
People don't have any hope today. And that's the thing about we have with God. It is God that gives us hope.
Amen.
And without God, you don't have no hope.
No hope.
You don't have nothing to look forward to. You don't have anything to hold on to. Amen.
Amen.
But when you got hope, you got something to hold on to. Even when things aren't looking good, if you got some hope, there's still, you say, I got just a little bit, you know. I got just a little bit to hold on to, but we will not realize the hope can be a whole lot. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And so thank y'all for listening in and tuning in on Facebook, Sister Mona this morning, Brother Kent. Amen. Praise God for you. Amen. Sister Pam this morning. Amen. Thank God for you on Facebook. And amen. Look like it's a few on Facebook, amen. So thank y'all for being Facebook. Thank y'all for being online this morning. Amen, amen. Praise God. You have a testimony this morning, sister. Anyone else got a testimony? Just about anything you like to say this morning? We're going to call on you, amen. Praise God. You got to say something, amen. Let your voice be heard to encourage somebody, to lift somebody else up. You know, when you lift somebody else up, you realize you lift yourself up.
Giving honor to God, Pastor Paige, and my good friend Beck. I just thank God for being here today. I thank God for his mercy. They're new every morning. I woke up with that in my spirit, that God's mercy, the mercy of God is new every morning.
Amen.
Because we always doing something that can be contrary to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
So God's word says his mercies are brand new. Every morning.
Every
I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his grace. I thank God that he saved me, sanctified me, filled me with the Holy Ghost, because there would be no telling where I would be.
Amen.
I thank God.
Thank God.
God is good.
God is good.
His mercies are good every morning.
Every
thank
morning.
Thank God that he is God. He's the only God. He's the
yes.
living God.
Yes.
He is my God.
Yes.
And I thank God that he's good. He's good.
He's
God
good.
Is good.
God is good.
God is good. God is good. It may look like God ain't good, but God is good.
God is good.
God is good. It don't matter what's going on in this life. We have another life to make it to. The race is not given to the swift, but to them that endure. And we are enduring this through the grace of God.
Amen.
So I just give praise to God, the true and living God, in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God is good. His mercies renewed every morning. Amen. So thank God that his mercies is renewed this morning. When you woke up, it was new mercies. Amen. When you laid down last night, nothing said you was going to get up. But when you got up this morning, it was a new mercy. Amen. And have to realize God has given you an opportunity to do something that you didn't do yesterday.
Amen.
To straighten out things that you didn't get straightened out yesterday. That is why it's mercy. I mean, he didn't have to do it. Amen. And you didn't do anything good enough for him to do it.
Amen.
But it was just he did it because of his mercy. Amen. He's merciful. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for his merciful. Amen.
Amen.
You know, even when you wasn't saved, it was his mercy that was endured forever. Amen.
Amen.
Even when you was acting crazy, it was his mercy that has endured forever. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Even though when you didn't have salvation on your mind, it was just his mercy. The only reason you was making it was just because his mercy was endured forever. Amen.
Amen.
Have you ever thought about that? Amen. Hallelujah. Even before you thought about getting saved, he was still watching over you. Amen. That was his mercy that continued to protect you. Amen. And that is the good thing about God, that God is always faithful. You know, even when we're not faithful, God is faithful,
amen.
And his mercy endures forever. And if God's going to be merciful enough to come all the way down from heaven, all the way down to the earth and die for me, why is it that I shouldn't think that God was going to give me all things? Because he did something. He really didn't have to do it, but it was just his mercy that was endured forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for his undying mercy. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
God. And for all of you that need mercy this morning, you might be facing some things, and the things that you're facing, amen, his mercy can do it forever, amen.
Amen.
God will have mercy on you, amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through, he'll have mercy on you, amen. He's willing to save you, amen.
Amen.
No matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through, because he's always looking to save those who've been in some trouble. Hallelujah. You know, people ain't been in no trouble. I mean, he didn't come down here looking for them. He didn't come down looking for people who didn't need nothing.
Right.
He came down looking for somebody. Hallelujah. He came down looking for somebody. Amen. To bless, amen.
Amen.
And so I want to thank God, amen. Is there somebody? Let me see. We got time for one more.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. God, give God the praise, being the head of my life. Just want to give God some honor and glory. Thank God for Pastor Page, the general. And all those, glad to see Sister Valerie made it this morning. You know, you just go get a good, I'm glad you made it there. And those that's online this morning, Brother Bryant, and those in their respective places this morning. I just thank God for his mercies, brand new every day. I agree with that. You know, when I felt like giving up, he held me, picked me up. When I messed up, he picked me up and turned me around. And it's all because of his mercy. If he didn't have mercy, I'd have been destroyed a long time ago. But I thank
Amen.
God for keeping me. And I thank God. He know I've been through the storm and the rain. And he knows I've been up. And God knows I've been down. But it's his mercy that kept me. And I thank God that it is brand new every day. Thank God for my family. Our kids is alive and well this morning with grandkids. Thank God for all of them to get no frantic phone calls in the middle of the night concerning them. And so I just thank God for hearing our cries. And what you said earlier about when the devil come in like a flood, that God will lift up a standard of against him. And so we always got the word to fight against the devil and stop walking in fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. You're already thinking of something in your mind that didn't happen, that didn't happen. And so we thank God that he didn't give us a spirit of fear. So thank God for his mercies. Bless everybody in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God for all of you. Amen. This morning. I want to bring a word this morning. Amen. It's something I've been thinking about for a while. And I want to talk about some of the things of the last days.
Amen.
The last days. The last days. You know, we always think about the last days. Sister Becky, you want to get Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Amen. And we're going to be going over that, Acts chapter 2, verse 17, because I want to think about some things of the last days. Amen. Amen. And when we think about things of the last day, most of the time, you know, most of the preaching you hear about the last day is always about the bad things and the evil thing that's going to take place. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to talk about the bad and the evil things going to take place. I want to talk about the good things that's going to take place in these last days.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And see, everybody looking for all the destructions and they're looking for all the fire, and we're looking for the Antichrist. And I mean, we're looking for things that don't lift you up, but we want to talk about the things in the last day that's going to be appalling, that's going to be something that's going to be seen. It's not only going to be something that is being seen, but it's also going to be something that is experienced. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see, St. John 3 and 3 and 3 say you must be born again.
You be talking all that. You be talking.
And St. John 3 and 5 said you must be born of water and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And because of those things, he's letting us know you got to be born of water and spirit. And if you've been born again, amen, and you receive the spirit of God, then in these last days, some good things is coming to you in the last day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Praise God. And so that is why when we hear all the bad things going on, for the saints of God shouldn't be looking sad and holding their head down, because you should be expecting something good to come out of this rather than something to be evil out of this. Amen?
Amen.
And so God wants to encourage you, amen, in these last days to start looking up and stop looking down. Amen. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. You say, when we see all these bad things, he said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But there's a blessing coming to you in these last days. There's a blessing coming to those who've been born again. There's a blessing coming to the saints of God in the last days.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, God always saved the best for last. Amen. Amen. I don't know how it was when you got started, but it's not how you got started, but it's how you want to finish, amen.
Right.
And so God said, now, I want you to tell them about what's going to happen in the finish.
Amen.
Acts 2 and 17, verse 17. Let's read that. Hallelujah.
And coming to pass in the last
days. Said God. This is what God said it. That's going to take place in the last day.
I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
I'm pouring out the Holy Ghost, amen. I'm going to pour it out in the last day.
Okay.
I'm expecting a move of God in the last day. We have to get into expectancy of a move of God, because he said, when did he say he was going to do it? He's going to do it in the last day.
Right.
And because God is going to do this in the last day, then the saints of God should get an expectancy. Not looking for the evil, but I'm looking for the good. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not looking for the curse, but I'm looking for the blessing in these last days. Not to be put down, but I'm looking to be built up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm looking to go from being weak to being powerful, to being strong in the Lord. Amen.
Right.
You see, the saints need to get into expectancy. Amen. Not with their head down, not worried about what's coming, amen. But the thing you need to look at is the good thing that God's going to send you, the power of God to be able to overcome whatever comes your way in the last days.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
You see, when we talk about being made overcomers, this is what's going to make us the overcoming victory. This is what's going to give us the victory, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's the power of God that gives you the victory, amen.
Amen.
And but the thing about it, the saints got to recognize, because you've been born again, you are, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you already possess this power already, but nobody's talking about it and telling you that you got it, and so you can't experience it until you start hearing about it.
Yeah.
Amen. Faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
And so we got to talk about what's getting ready to take place in the last days. Read on.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
We're worried about the kids, but that's all right. There's some good things coming. There's some good things coming. I tell you, if your child, if your son ain't saved, amen. In these last days, the Holy Ghost is going to move on them, amen. When he moves through you, he's going to move on your children, amen. When he moves on your children, when he moves through you, he's going to move on your family, amen. Praise God. You see, we've been worried about it, but I'm saying some good things is on the way. Your sons and your sons and your daughters. He said it's going to move on your sons and your daughters, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. So I got to expect what the word says, amen.
Right.
I'm saying in the last day, the Holy Ghost is not only going to move on me, he's going to move in my children, amen. My sons and my daughters, the Holy Ghost is going to move on them. So they might be running.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
They might be running. They might be thinking that they're going to do what they want to do. That's just the mind they got, eh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. They might think, well, I'm this and I'm that. No. Praise God. There's some good things. Get ready to take place. He said, what?
Yeah.
In the last days, I'm not only going to move on you, but I'm going to move on your sons and your daughters in these last days.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when we look at the suffering and we look at the stuff coming upon the world, you see, those things are coming to draw and to bring and to push your children unto the places with God. You see, he's driving them to himself in these last days.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So I got to start expecting. See, I tell my son, I don't care what it is that you're doing. I don't care about who you think you are and what you think you are. I know in the last days, amen, God's going to turn your life around, amen. And because I know God's going to turn your life around, I'm not worried about you because God said in the last day, your son and your daughter's going to be turned around. And you sitting there thinking, oh, I ain't going to, don't worry about it, it's going to get you. The Holy Ghost going to hit you, amen.
Amen.
What is in a dream in the night, what is in a vision? God going to come to you, he's going to speak to you. And he said, I'm going to do it in the last days.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. And so that's my hope, you see. I've got hope, you know. I don't worry about them no more. What I say all the time, I ain't worried about it, amen.
Yeah.
You might be thinking you're up now, but that's all right. God's going to bring you down. Come on, somebody, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God's going to bring them down. God's going to turn them around, amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I got to take God's word for this, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have no other hope. My only hope of them being saved is God. Amen. So I got something to hold on to because what? He's given me a promise that in the last days, he's going to turn them around. And the thing they thought that they didn't want to do, they're going to be doing because what are they going to be doing in the last days? They're going to be prophesying in the last days. You know, they never did think that they're going to be prophesying in the last days. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So I'm in expectancy you in the last days, you see. Hallelujah. When everybody else looking for doom and gloom, I'm expecting something, amen. I'm expecting God to do something, amen. I'm expecting God to turn things around, amen. Because that's the kind of God he is. He's the God of the turnaround, amen. Praise God. He's the God of change, amen. And God can change, amen, what we can't change. And God can do what it is that we won't do. And he made a promise. He said, this is the promise that I'm going to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the last day said who? He said God. Hallelujah. It's not what I said, but it's what God said in the last days. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm expecting something in the last days. Amen. I'm expecting God to do something in these last days. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm expecting God to change some things in the last days. Amen. Praise God. I'm expecting God to bring me up in these last days. Amen. Not where I am now, but what? He wants me to excel higher. Why did he say in Colossians? I've set you far above all principalities and powers and spirits of wickedness in high place. I've set you above and not beneath. But in the last day, he's going to pour out the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bring it on, Sister Paige, amen, because I'm talking about the last days, amen.
And your young men
will
see vision.
My young men are going to start seeing vision, amen. They're going to be laying down in their sleep, and they're going to wake up in the night with a vision. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad that God is a God? Amen. Amen. That, see, I know a lot of times they think that it's what they want to do, but you got to realize it's what God called you for. It's God called you for a purpose, amen. And the purpose that God called you for, you got to do what God called you to do. Ain't no way around it.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So it's the last day. This is why we've got some hope, amen. This is why I'm encouraged by what's going on, amen. Hey, I'm not looking at all the stuff going on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm not looking at all the adversity going on.
Thank you.
Because I realize in the midst of adversity, is when the greatest inventions was made in the time of adversity.
All right. So
some of the greatest things that ever was done in the time of adversity. Come on, amen. In the time of trouble, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, trouble will bring you and draw you toward God, amen. Trouble will push you toward God. And so the more the trouble, the more the push.
All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Are you with me today? Amen. The more the trouble, the more the push. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes in order for us to come to God, it takes a push. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says, and I believe that's Mark chapter 1, I believe it, where Jesus was driven into the wilderness to be tempted. Amen. In other words, he was forced. There was a push there to push him to a place where God wanted him to be. Amen. Praise God, you see, God's going to push our children into a place where he wants them to be. Not where they want to be, but he's going to drive them into the wilderness. Hallelujah. And so don't sit around with your head down, because some good things happening in the last day. Hallelujah. It didn't take place in the beginning, but it's going to take place in the last days. Amen. Come on, amen. Praise God. Your faith walk going to be greater in the end than it was in the beginning. Amen. The increase of your faith is going to be greater in the end than it was in the beginning. So God might start off small, but he excels it as you go along. Come on, somebody. These are the last days. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. If the Antichrist comes, we're going to be ready for him, because we're going to be anointed. Come on, somebody, amen. Can't nothing stand up against the anointing. Hallelujah. There's no power greater than God's power. And so he said, in the last day, I'm going to give you some power.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Did you finish that one, sister? Hallelujah. Read it on. Let's get through here right here.
Dream.
The old man's going to still dream some dreams. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what else? And upon his servant, his handmaid, he's going to pour out his spirit in those days. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God's going to be doing something in the last day. That's why, you know, we need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. And when we get the Holy Ghost, he said, after that the Holy Ghost come, Acts 1 and 8, I'm going to give you some power to be a witness unto me, amen? And so he said, you're going to be a witness, to be a witness. In other words, now, what is a witness, Dave, when you come to say, what is a witness?
All right.
Amen. A witness is something to declare that something is so. A witness is a word or whatever you want to call it to say that something is true. A witness is when something is being demonstrated. Amen. Right. To say that it'll do what it said it was going to do, amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And so being a witness, amen.
Uh-huh.
But not only, he said, it's the Holy Ghost going to be a witness, but he said, you're going to be a witness unto me.
All right.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. This is ready to take place in the last day.
Yes.
God getting ready to pour his spirit out on you so that you can be a witness unto him, amen.
Yes.
That's where the power comes from, through the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the last day. Now let's go to the Matthew 20:24. I believe it's 24 and 14. Because we got to talk about what the Bible says, amen, so we can start looking for it in the last days. Hallelujah. 24 and 14, so we can get some word on this, get some scriptures on this. Right. Hallelujah. Let's see. 24 and 14.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness.
And note what it says. For this gospel of the kingdom.
Okay.
He didn't really say the gospel of Jesus, though, did he?
No.
He said this gospel of the kingdom shall be what? Shall be preached where?
All the world for a witness unto all nations.
Going to be preached in all the world for a witness. Hear that word. What's that word witness there?
Hallelujah.
It's going to be preached for a witness. In other words, it's going to be preached with demonstration.
Okay.
It's going to be preached in power. It's not just going to be in word, but what? It's going to be in power, what? And demonstration of the Holy Ghost, amen. You see, that is what he says going to take place in the last days, amen. Hallelujah. That there's a move of God getting ready to come in the church. Hallelujah. There's a move of God getting ready to come on the church, amen. And it's not just going to be saying, I believe, but there's going to be a manifestation of the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's going to be a manifestation. It's not just going to be preached, but that's going to be a manifestation of the Holy Ghost and the power. Amen. The Holy Ghost is going to show and demonstrate that it's here to do the will of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's going to be preached. This is the last day, because the end can't come until the Holy Ghost has demonstrated itself.
All right.
Hallelujah. See, I'm expecting something good in the last day.
Amen.
Because I realize that the gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached.
Mm-hmm.
And all world is going to be preached into all nations. And then shall they still talk about the things of the end, right? It's showing us what's going to take place before the end, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we can start expecting a move of God in this time and this hour. We can start, I mean, as bad as things looks right now, we can start expecting a revival to break out somewhere, amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm expecting a revival to break out, because I know it's the last day, and God promised, he can't lie, he sent his word forth, and his word will accomplish what it was sent to do. And so God has to do that before he come back. And so as long as this word is here, I can be expecting that something to take place in my life in these last days.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah. The gospel of the kingdom got to be preached. Not so much the gospel of Jesus, but the gospel of the kingdom, amen. And that's what we got to start preaching about, what's going to take place in the kingdom. This is the kingdom age, amen. And when we start realizing about the kingdom, amen, I believe it's Psalm 103, verse 19, I believe what it is, 19 or 14. But he said, for God's kingdom ruled over all the kingdoms.
Yes.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Well, what does that mean when he said the kingdom ruled over all? That means everything becomes subject. Everything becomes subject to the kingdom, amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. And because what? We are preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and you realize, we know that. Well, what did Jesus say? The kingdom is where? He said the kingdom is in you. Huh? And if the kingdom is in me, that means everything going to become subject to what's on the inside of me.
Amen.
It might not be subject to me, but it's going to be subject to what's on the inside of me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is when we read that scripture, greater is what is in me than he is when the world. The kingdom is in you.
Amen.
And so what are we going to be talking about? We're going to be preaching in these last days about the kingdom that is in us. And because we're preaching about the kingdom that is in us, then in order for everyone to know that the kingdom is in us, then there must be a manifestation of the power that is in us.
All right.
Huh? See, anytime something is being witnessed, that means there's something that's being manifested.
Uh-huh.
Something that you can see. Yes. Hallelujah. Now, you don't have to believe. We might say believe, but you see it now with your eyes right now. You know that it's real. You know that it's true. When you start seeing what? The sick get healed. The dead be raised. Hallelujah. When you start seeing all those things start taking the place, then you know that the kingdom now has risen and is present in you.
Yes,
why? Because there's a manifestation of it.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, we're waiting on a manifestation. Amen.
Yes, amen.
You know, even when we read Romans chapter 8, I believe it's 8:36,
mm-hmm.
Amen. He said, for the whole creation groaning until now, waiting for the what? The manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Come on, I'm saying in these last days, there's going to be a manifestation take place. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That's going to be manifested.
Yes.
Is that 8:38 or 8:39? Well, what it talks about, the whole creation groaning and travail until now,
mm-hmm.
until waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Yes.
And so, in other words, what does God want to do in these last days? God wants to manifest himself
yes.
in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, just like he manifested himself in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
God said in the last days, I want to manifest myself in you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
How did that go in first? And John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. He said, I'm going to manifest myself in you in these last days. I'm going to show that I'm with you. I'm going to show that I'm in you. I'm going to show the world that you are my people and the sheep are my pastor. Amen. And then I'm going to manifest myself in you.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the last days, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and then, therefore, you want to see it, the manifestation of it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. And so, this is what's getting ready to take place. This is why it's going to be a move of the Spirit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are the last days, amen. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 4. I'm just going to read over this, go over this, because it's talk about the kingdom. Hallelujah. Because we're expecting something in the last days. Amen. Malachi chapter 4, I believe it's verse 2 or 3 or somewhere in there. But once you get to Malachi, we'll find it. Amen. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me today? I'm talking about you can start expecting something. Amen. Don't you want to see signs, wonders, and miracles? Don't you want to be the one that do them? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want to lay hand on the sick? You know, when we think about Mark 16:16, I believe, what he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Are we believers or not? These signs shall follow the believers. Hallelujah.
Malachi.
Huh? Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
Last book, just before Matthew. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Start at verse 1. We're just going to read the Bible. Is it all right to read the Bible? Because,
okay.
You know, we got to be expecting something. Chapter 4. Start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Because we're expecting something because these are the last days.
Amen. Amen.
Hmm? You see, I don't care about all the doom and the gloom. I'm getting myself ready for the last day.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Hallelujah. You know, if the Spirit on me and the power on me, and if the Spirit is on me, the world can't do nothing to me because of the power of God that is on me. Do you know they couldn't do nothing to Jesus until he let them?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. Now, I have to go to the scripture out of the Bible, but Jesus said we're going to do what he did. But he said those things gonna come to the believers. If you're a believer, amen, you need to start expecting this, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people just expecting just to talk, amen, talk all the time. You get tired of talking, you want to see some manifestation, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's an old song talks about, you know, when you talk, I want to see some actions, amen.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't gonna say that because that ain't a good song to think about. Hallelujah. I don't know why that song keep coming up. Barry White keep coming up. I said, Lord Jesus, where did that come from? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Practice what you preach. If you keep on talking, you keep on talking. He said, I want to say, you show what you can do. Come on, show me what you can do.
Come on, amen.
Talk
about God, and in the midst of here, God said, I'm going to move on you in such a way, you're going to be able to show the world what you're going to do, because my power is going to be working through you. You see, they're going to see the manifestations of God. They're going to know that it's God is in you over truth.
Amen.
And when they said, when you ask them, they said, when you're looking for God, you said, you're going to say, well, when you see me, you're seeing Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
Well, how are we going to see Jesus? Through the manifestation of the things that Jesus did. That's the way they knew Jesus was God. Because Jesus said, if you don't believe me for who I am, believe me for my work's sake. Hallelujah. They're going to have to believe you in these last days for your work's sake. Mm-hmm. That they're not just going to believe you because of what you said. They're going to believe you for your work's sake. They're going to see the things and the signs and the wonders and the miracles, how you're laying hand on the sick, that they're going to recover, amen. You're going to cast out demons. You're going to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Even the devil going to know that it's you.
All right.
When the devil see you coming, they're going to fall down and say, have you come here to torment us before the time? Because I know you're going to torment. The devil knows some things that we don't know.
Yep.
Read on, Sister Paige.
For behold, the day cometh, they shall burn as an oven.
Here's the day coming.
All the proud, yea, and all that do wickedness shall be stubble.
All the wicked. Now, see, we're not the wicked ones, amen. We the righteous, right?
Amen.
And so God talked to us, so you know what I mean?
Amen.
He's telling the wicked, y'all need to get scared, amen. Mm-hmm. Because the things that's coming upon the world in these last days, the wicked ought to be afraid, amen. But the righteous ought to be glad. Come on, you know what I'm trying to say here?
Amen.
You see, if you're anchored in Jesus, and you got Jesus on your side, and then if God be for you, according to the Romans, amen, who or what can be what? Against you, amen. And then we know that the Lord's going to be on our side because what? He gave us his spirit, right? He gave us his power, amen. And if I got the power of God, what can stand in my way? If they put up a wall, I just walk right through it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And whatever, if you put a mountain in front of me, I'll speak to it and the mountain will fall down. Is that what he said?
Yes.
See, we hear these things, but we don't quite take it in. So faith coming by hearing. And so now you're going to start speaking to things, and things are going to start falling down before you is because you recognize you got the power, you got the kingdom on the inside of you, and the kingdom ruled it over all. Read on, Sister Faye. Let's get to this party.
And the day shall come, it shall burn them up, said the Lord of hosts, and it shall leave them neither root nor branch.
They're going to burn the wicked. They ain't going to have nothing to stand on no more, amen. Gonna dig them up by the root. Wickedness gonna be dug up by the root. Amen. That means there ain't gonna be none left. Hallelujah. Is that all right? There ain't gonna be none left. Amen. Because it's gonna get burned up. Now they talk about a lot of the wicked gonna be destroyed from the brightness of his coming. Is that what it said? In Thessalonians, the brightness of his coming. Amen. See, the brightness of his coming is his Shekinah glory. It's that light that is on the inside of us. That's the brightness. The thing that shines forth out of you. That's the anointing. We call it the Shekinah glory that's going to be shined. And because they see that light is going to burn them up. The fire is going to come from the brightness of his coming. But we got to realize that brightness is getting ready to be revealed in his flame. Because it's the same spirit that was in Jesus being you. And Jesus said, as the Father was in me, so the Father's going to be in you. Mm-hmm. And so what, you remember when Jesus was on Mount Transfiguration? What was God doing? God was showing Peter and the rest of them, this is, I'm in here. Mm-hmm. Do you see the glory? Mm-hmm. Do you see the brightness mm-hmm. that I'm here? I'm in Jesus, amen. Mm-hmm. That brightness was being displayed so that they could see it, so that they could bear witness to it. That is why when they went out preaching and everything, that's why preachers said, I was there up on the mountain with him and I saw it. Mm-hmm. And I can't do nothing but preach what I've seen and what I've heard from him, amen. Mm-hmm. He was giving bearing witness to what he saw mm-hmm. to say that Jesus was the truth.
right.
That brightness was in Jesus. Right. And so in the last days, you see, when God's going to bear witness on us, God's going to allow the brightness that is on the inside of us to shine, to show forth, so that everybody would know of a certain that this is the truth.
Amen.
Because you are the Word of God.
Amen.
And the Word has to bear witness to the truth.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Last days. Come on, Sister Paige. Amen.
But unto you that fear my name.
He's talking to you now. Unto you that fear my name.
Shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings.
Now that should have been the S-O-N instead of the S-U-N, but that's all right. That's a topic here. But he said, those that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness is going to do what?
Arise with healing in their wings.
That means the power. Come on, somebody. Amen. Mm-hmm. Healing in the wing, that means the power to heal. He said it's going to arise. It's going to what? What is it going to do?
Arise,
it's going to arise. When is it going to come? In these last days. This is what's getting ready to take place now. This is just a prophecy that was spoke forth before it happened to let us know what was coming in these last days. It's going to arise with healing in his wings. That means the healing, that's going to be a manifestation of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be just to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a manifestation of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so God said, I got this for my saints. For those that fear my, is that you?
Amen.
Come on, say, let's talk about me.
Talk about me,
amen.
Amen.
These things going to happen in the last days. It's getting ready to take place in my life right now, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to just start laying hand on folks because it might be already there. I just ain't laid hand on nobody, and I don't know if it's there.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. We haven't been exercising our faith.
Right.
We just believe, but we don't lay hands on nobody to see. It might be working already, but you haven't laid hands on nobody in so long, you don't know what is working or not.
Amen. All right.
Oh, come on now. I know.
All right. Huh?
He's going to rise with what? Healing in my, and what?
In his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
What is it when I mean when something growing up is calves and stall? That means you're going to be fat with this.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You're going to be loaded with the anointing. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Right.
You're going to be loaded with the presence of God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Aren't you ready for it now?
Yes.
Aren't you tired of just been preaching, and ain't nothing happening?
Yes.
Yeah.
Talking. Well, he's a healer.
Yeah.
And then never see no manifestation of it.
Yeah.
That's going to change.
Amen.
That's going to change in these last days. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
That's going to change. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God's going to make a difference between those who got it and those who don't have it. Come on. See, right now, all of us look the same.
Yeah.
You see, you know how we talk about somebody else? Well, you ain't displaying no power either, so.
Mm-hmm.
You look just like I do. I'm saying the same thing you're saying.
Wow.
I'm preaching the same thing you're preaching.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes you any different than me? I don't see no manifestation of power.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Are you with me here on this? Amen.
Amen.
See, that's why you can't tell the wheat from the tares. Because there's no manifestation of power in the wheat.
Mm.
It don't seem like the wheat is no stronger than the tares. So we all look alike, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
I tell you, God, give me to change that. Come on, amen.
Amen.
God, give me to change that.
Amen.
For those that fear his name, that's going to be a change. He said, healing, you're going to go forth as read on, sister.
And ye shall tread down the wicked.
Uh-huh.
For they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet the day that I shall do this.
And the day that what did Jesus say? You're going to tread. I believe that's in Luke chapter 10. Can't think of the exact verse. We're going to tread over serpents and scorpions. And over what? All the power of the enemy. That's what he said. You're going to tread that. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's Luke 10.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 10 and 20, I believe. Mm-hmm. Somebody find it. To show you that goes along with what's just been prophesied. Amen. I'm just trying to say what goes along to be prophesied. If you got it right quick, read it right quick. Luke 10 and 20. Hallelujah. So to go with this verse 3. Don't leave your verse 3 now. Amen. Yeah, what does that say?
Now ascending in this, rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you,
uh-huh.
But rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven.
Hey, the spirits are subject to you, amen. Not because what? But be rejoiced because what? Your name is written in heaven. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We skip down to the next one. Right, verse 5. Yeah.
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
Now, when he talk about sending Elijah, now Jesus said we could accept John the Baptist as Elijah.
Uh-huh.
But we know Elijah going to show up again. Mm-hmm. It's not Elijah himself show up, but the spirit of Elijah shows up. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What wasn't Elijah the prophet, amen, that did miracles?
Yes.
Wasn't Elijah one of the prophets that raised the dead? Mm-hmm. Wasn't Elijah the prophet that turned the meal barrel never ran out?
Yes.
Wasn't Elijah that turned the bitter water to sweet? Elijah was doing all kinds of miracles, so the spirit of Elijah coming. And so that spirit is going to be upon us in the last days.
In the last days.
Hallelujah. Elijah's spirit, amen. We're going to get, if I have time, we're going to get over there to that.
Okay.
Because we talk about being a witness, amen.
Uh-huh.
We talk about being that witness. Now, even when Jesus on the Mount Transfiguration, who was up there? Moses and Elijah was up there with him. They was like a witness up there with him, wasn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The spirit of Moses and the spirit of Elijah, they was up there with him. But we got to realize that's going to manifest in the last day.
Glory, 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 glory.
It's going to be a manifestation of that.
Hallelujah.
That is where the outpour of the last day spirit in the last day revival, that is what they're anointing before, because it's got to manifest that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise God. See, God can't let it go because the word has to come to pass.
Right.
Not a tilt or a jot or a speck of the word shall perish, but all of it shall come to pass. And so God got to, come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
And so God's going to do it because his word says he's going to do it.
Yeah.
His word said, I'm going to manifest myself in the last day. I'm going to manifest in you in the last day. I'm going to pour out my spirit upon you in the last day. You need to start expecting it, and you need to start doing things that the manifestation might come upon you.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to start doing the things that cause the power to rise up on the inside of us.
Hallelujah.
So that thing can be manifested.
Hallelujah.
The whole creation is waiting on it.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All creation, even the trees waiting on us to be manifested, yes, as the sons of God. Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Amen. Amen. That they waiting on it. They groaning.
Yes.
The trees are praying. Amen.
Yes.
If creation is praying,
yes,
for us to be manifested as the Son of God.
They are. My God.
To be an anointed, not just a son, but an anointed Son of God.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The last days. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, let me just dab a little bit now.
Hallelujah.
This is what I call dab a little bit, amen.
Okay.
Let's go to Revelation chapter 11. I don't need 19, but I'm going to get 11.
Thank you.
I want to dab in this a little bit. And when I call dab in a little bit, we're going to talk about it a little bit. We might not get too deep in it, but we're going to talk about it a little bit. Just to get your ears open to something, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Awesome.
Praise God. Let's see, the seventh trumpet, amen. Hallelujah. The seven thunders, amen. Let me see, is it 11 and 3? Here we go. Well, let's start at 11 and 3. You know 11 and 1, you know God talk about the temple and the Gentiles and all that stuff being in it. But read, start at verse 3.
And I will give power unto my true witnesses.
I'm going to give power unto my true witness. Now, a lot of times we can say it's going to be two people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take it like, let's look at it as two spirits.
Okay.
Two people. When we call those people a Jew and a Gentile,
mm-hmm,
we can call them Moses and Elijah. Because he said, I'm going to send the spirit of Elijah in the last day.
Mm-hmm.
We can call this Moses and Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we say Moses and Elijah, because on Mount Transfiguration, it was Moses and Elijah that showed up on Mount Transfiguration with Jesus, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they was there as a witness to something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. They was there talking to Jesus and telling Jesus, hang on in there, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got through it, amen. You can make it through it, amen. Mm-hmm. So they was there testifying. See, that was a testimony
mm-hmm.
to show that there was two witnesses up there, Moses and Elijah. Read on.
And they shall prophesy 1,260 days. Clothed in sackcloth.
So they're gonna be prophesying in these last days. Amen. Come on. And what's that?
Yeah.
They're gonna be prophesying in these last. Now, the prophesying in the last days. Prophesying means I'm gonna be speaking forth. I'm gonna be telling you something to come.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be telling you something that's what prophesying is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you something ahead of time.
Right.
I'm speaking things ahead of time, and so that you can hear. So they're gonna be prophesying all of this time. Amen. Now, we don't realize, but the Bible does say, I can't remember scripture right now, but it's written in the Word, amen,
mm-hmm.
amen, that the testimonies of Jesus are the spirit of prophecy.
Okay.
The testimonies of Jesus. I mean, things that Jesus said,
mm-hmm.
and you can look it up later on, but just ask about the testimony of Jesus of the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus of the spirit of prophecy. Amen. That means Jesus foretold things, even though in his time he was foretelling things to come.
Mm-hmm.
So these men gonna prophesy these few years. Read on.
These are two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth.
Now he said these are the two candlesticks. Now we know the candlestick represents the presence of God. You know, it was the light and it had the menorah. They had the seven lights on it. The menorah and that represents the presence of God, the anointed. The olive trees is where the oil comes from, the olive tree, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because there was olive oil that was put in there. And so he let us know the olive trees are the anointed ones, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come on. We are the anointed ones. We have been anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. We've been anointed just like Jesus, amen. And so when they talk about the candlestick, it talks about the anointed company of people. Come on, somebody. That's you and I. Hallelujah. Well, we can start expect. That is why he got to pour it out in the last day, so he can make you that what? He can make you that olive tree. He can make you that anointed person. That's what the oil does, anoint people with it.
Amen.
These are the two olive trees. Read on. Then we're going to go.
If any man will hurt them, fire proceed out of their mouth.
Now, if any man hurt them, fire proceed out of their mouth. And read on.
And devour their enemies.
And devour their enemies.
And if any man will hurt them,
mm-hmm.
he must in this manner be killed.
He's going to be killed the way they hurted them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, verse 6 there. Let me show you something.
These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy.
Well, who was that? That it rain not. Is that Elijah? Did he pray?
Yep.
Hebrews chapter 11, and I can't think of the exact verse, but it does say Elijah was a man just like us,
mm-hmm.
and he prayed, and it didn't rain. Then he prayed again, and it rained. So right here, these two witnesses here, it's the spirit of Elijah
right.
that's coming forth
mm-hmm.
in these last days.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. We just read out Malachi this. Right. What we talk about in you know, somebody might say, well, that's Malachi. Where's in Revelation 2? Read on.
And have power over waters to turn them to blood.
Well, who was that? Who turned the Nile into blood? That was Moses, right? So these two spirits that was operating in these people, Moses, the spirit of Moses, which represents the law, and the spirit of Elijah, which represents the prophet. And they said the law and the prophet is fulfilled in Jesus. And so if the law and the prophet was fulfilled in Jesus, that means that law and the prophet is fulfilled in us because we are now sons of God. So those spirits in the last days going to be upon us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read on so I get that. I want to go get it.
And to smite the earth with all plagues.
Who did that? Moses. Read on.
As often as they will.
Yeah.
And when they shall have finished their testimony.
When they finish their, see, preach for the, When they talk about their testimony, they're testifying something that it is. They're testifying to the power of God.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're going to be talking about, the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
God is all-powerful, amen.
Right, right.
Amen. God is here now, ruling right now mm-hmm. in the midst of us. We're testifying that his power is here.
Right, right. Amen.
It's not coming. It's here. See, when we start talking about the gospel of the kingdom, see, when we talk about the gospel of the kingdom, when Jesus is going to come, when we stop saying we're waiting on it, and then we start saying it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Do you realize it has to start with a word first? Somebody has got to start prophesying that. So that word would go into the atmosphere, amen. And when the word goes into the atmosphere, then the word will begin to create what you were saying about it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, many a time the reason things hasn't been created because there's been no word for it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And God said, a word came. Let there be light.
Mm-hmm.
And when God said, then that the Spirit came and started creating what the word said.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when the anointing starts rising upon you, you're going to start prophesying some things out of your mouth. It's going to be coming out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit's going to take that prophecy that came out of your mouth
mm-hmm.
and start creating what you see.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, a lot of times we got words. See, everybody always remember saying, well, how do we say it? In Genesis, let us create man after our own image. Everybody said, well, that was God and the angel. Nope. Angels don't create nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Angels here to serve us. They ain't here to create nothing in us. Angels are our servant. But you know who that is? That's the Spirit and the Word.
Mm-hmm.
The Word says it and the Spirit does it. Who's working in you? You just read it the other day, Philippians. The Holy Spirit is what's working in you
right.
to make you
mm-hmm.
and to bring you about to be what God wants you to be.
Right.
So that's the Spirit and the Word working in you, amen?
Right.
And it's the Spirit and the Word that brings you forth in the image of God.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Huh?
Right.
Huh? Come on now, amen? Is the Word working on you?
Amen.
Is the Spirit working in you?
Mm-hmm.
The Word is working on you, and the Spirit is working in you to bring forth what God has said. So it's the Spirit and the Word making us. It's the Spirit and the Word that made all creation, amen.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so why are we going to change it and make it something else?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Spirit and the Word. We talked about the two olive trees. I'm going to quit. Let's run somewhere right quick. Romans chapter 10. I believe it's 10.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. No, Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. I want to part down on Romans chapter 11. You might have to look for it right for me right quick. Amen. Let's talk about who we are. The 11 and 18 or 17. I just want to point something out. Let me see here. I started start at verse 16. Let me try to put us in here a little bit.
To show you. If the first fruit be holy.
If the first fruit be holy.
The lump is also holy.
Uh-huh.
And if the root be holy.
Uh-huh.
So are the branches.
Uh-huh.
If some of the branches be broken off.
Uh-huh.
And thou being a wild olive tree.
Hold on. I want to stop there by talking about the olive tree.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Revelation talk about what? The olive tree right here. He said we be in the wild olive tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on. So let's talk about us. That's talking about us. We the olive tree. Oh, Lord, I got to quit. Jesus, what time is it? Oh, Jesus, I done went over, but praise God. Amen. But we be in the wild olive tree. Huh? So that shows that's us. That's the anointed company.
Mm-hmm.
That we have been grafted in.
All right.
We have been made holy. And it's the Lord that makes us holy. Come on, somebody, amen. It's the Holy Ghost that makes you holy. It's the Holy Ghost that sets you apart. It's the Holy Ghost that gives you power. Jesus said to be a witness unto me. And after that, the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you, then you're going to be a witness unto me. So come on, say, I got it, but I'm waiting on the power of it to manifest. So what? We can be a witness, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. You see, when we realize it's talking about us, then we can start expecting something to take place in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Zechariah 4 and 14. That's one and another. I'm just putting this together. I'm just trying to show that's talking about us. Amen. And see, if you get excited about this, all that other stuff won't matter. Zechariah chapter 4, I believe, yeah. Hallelujah. Let me see. I think it's 4. Amen. Well, yeah, he talked about not by spirit nor by might. Amen. Verse 11.
Then answered I and said unto him.
Uh-huh.
Where are these two olive trees?
Well, what are these two olive trees, of God?
Upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side.
They're on both sides of the candlestick, amen. Mm-hmm. The anointing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But they're there to bear witness, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, read on.
And I answered again and said unto him, what be these two olive branches with two the two golden pipes emptied the golden oil out of themselves.
The oil, you know, represents the anointing being poured out. It's emptying themselves. But the last day, what did he say? I'm going to pour it out. I'm going to empty this oil out. I got a whole bowl of it. I'm going to empty this oil out in the last day. I'm going to pour it into the candlestick. That's the anointed company. And so God said, in the last day, I'm going to pour this oil out into you. I'm going to pour it out. I'm just not just going to put a little bit on your head, but I'm going to pour it on you, amen. Read on.
And he answered me and said,
uh-huh.
Who is thou not what these be?
Do you know what these are?
And I said, no, my Lord.
Uh-huh.
Then he said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord on the whole earth.
These are the two are we the anointed ones or not? Huh?
Yes, we are.
Are we the anointed ones or not?
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking about us, amen?
Amen.
Can you see God is talking about us? Why does he say in the last days, I'm going to pour it out? Because we're going to be that anointed company, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, praise God. I can't think of, I think it's Jeremiah 51 somewhere, but he said, you're going to be my battle axe, my weapon of war.
Mm-hmm.
With you, I'm going to tread down the enemies, amen? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. With you, I'm going to tear down kingdoms, amen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it with you. I'm not going to do it without you, but I'm going to do it with you. But in order for him to do it with us, these last days, he's got to pour out his spirit.
Yes, amen.
I quit because of time, amen. I could go on, but I'm going to quit. Hallelujah. Huh?
Amen.
You see, I want to put your life in expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
Not to tell you how bad you are all the time, but the things that God's going to do for you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So you have something to look forward to. Do you want to look? You don't want to be looking to doom and gloom all the time. You want to have something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Have something to reason. When you pray, you can have a reason to pray because now I want to be the anointed company, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I got expectation when I pray, when I fast,
yes.
Now, because I'm looking to get this anointing so that I can be the witness that God wants me to be.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I don't want to be tired of just talking.
Hallelujah.
Tired of just preaching. No different from nobody else. But you want to get where God is working with you and for you, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If that you're online today, if you're not saved, you need to be born again. There's no need of talking to you about none of this until you get born again.
Amen.
That's the first step you got to do. You got to repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus. That's the only way. Amen.
Amen.
No other way, no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And then somebody, I was talking about something the other day, and then I talked about the name. They said, well, what about this name? It's greater than that name. I said, no, the Bible said there's no other name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to make it another name that's greater than you, you wrestle with that scripture there. Amen. You fight with the scripture about it, amen. And you must receive the Holy Ghost. And then if you don't speak in tongues, they said when they received the Holy Ghost, they speak in tongues. But he said the believers will speak in new tongues. If you're a believer, you ought to be speaking with tongues, because if you're going to call the scripture a lie to say you don't have to do it, these signs shall follow them with my
believe.
In my name. Huh? They will speak with new tongues. Now, you can say you don't have to do it. You can wrestle with that scripture all you want.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't my fault. I'm giving it to you. If you're online, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you ain't saved, you need to put your hand up and say, I want to be saved today.
Mm-hmm.
I want the Holy Ghost today.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If you're a saint of God, pray this with me, amen. Father God, let your will be done in my life.
Father God,
all that you said in your word today, Lord, let it come to pass, Lord. Let it be even as you have said, O Lord. Lord, I look forward to, Lord, the anointing, to fall on us, O Lord, to fall on me, Lord. And I want to thank you for the anointing today, Lord, that breaks yokes, O Lord, lift burdens, O Lord, heal the sick and raise the dead. And, Lord, you said I would do it. And, Lord, I hold you to your word, Lord, that these things shall come to pass. And I thank you for bringing these things to pass in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank all of y'all for listening on Facebook Live today. Amen. I appreciate you. If you would send us a donation, they always say don't ask, but I'm asking. They'll say I'm not going to have it because I don't ask for it. And the Bible said I have not because I ask. So I'm asking for a donation. Send it to carechurchinc.com. carechurchinc@gmail.com. And send the PayPal or Cash App. And we appreciate any donation you give. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible said, bring all your tithes and offering to the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to take what the word said. The word said there's a certain place you're supposed to take it to. I know you said you want to dump it off somewhere else. Maybe you dump it off somewhere, but God said you take it to the storehouse. You take it to the place that has been structured and set up for you to put it there. He didn't tell you to send it nowhere else. He said, bring it right here. And so all of you, send your tithes and offering. And I appreciate what you're saying, and God will bless you for sending it, that all of you on Facebook. God bless y'all. We'll see y'all next week at the same time. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Now, all of y'all online, that is, amen, praise God. We finished off. Anybody online, you got anything you'd like to say, you'd like to add? You got a testimony, amen?
I want to sing this song.
Sing your song, Sister Faith.
I'm dedicated to Brother Andre. I know you may not hear me, but in case you do, Brother Andre.
Oh, how wonderful it is to know that he is mine and I am his.
Yes.
Oh, how wonderful it is to know that he is mine and I am his.
Yes.
I don't have to worry about the things of hand.
Yes.
All I got to do is trust him and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning.
I can call him in the middle of the night.
Yes. It doesn't matter how big the problem might be.
Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised.
Jesus said that he'll take care of me. Oh, how marvelous it is just to know that he is mine and I am his. Oh, how marvelous it is just to know that he is mine and I am his. I don't have to worry about the things ahead. All I gotta do is trust him and believe in what he said. I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter how big the problem might be.
Yes.
Jesus said that he'd take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of me. He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of you.
Hallelujah.
He promised. Jesus said that he'll take care of you. He promised.
Hallelujah. He said he'll take care of us. Amen. Hallelujah.
You don't have to worry about the things ahead. All you got to do is trust him and believe in what he said.
Amen. Amen. And anyone else? Amen. Hallelujah.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Teachers and her.
Baby, go ahead, sister.
And it's funny how you were talking about, well, not funny. I guess it was just God confirming that you were talking about our children.
Uh-huh.
And I was in prayer, and the Spirit just hit me, and I just, you know, was praying about Khalid.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I prayed too long for this boy to go left. I prayed too long and too hard and too many years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To just go.
Yeah.
So when you said that, that just jumped in my spirit.
Yeah.
That he's going to bring them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
don't
pray too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
Come on now.
Too many years. They walk away from Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I don't care what the devil said, what America said. I don't care.
Hallelujah.
He got that.
Hey.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah. The preacher, praise Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
all of them
came
to Jesus. Yeah. They all coming back in the
fall
now.
Come
yes.
on, come on.
Because they were brought up.
They were brought up.
God said, you raise them up in
yeah.
the word.
Raise
them
up.
Yes.
His word don't fail.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's give a little hand praise. That's what I say. I don't worry. Hallelujah. Yeah. The Holy Ghost, so it's a stick up. The Holy Ghost said, come on out with your hands up.
Yes.
Come on. Hallelujah. Stick Amen.
Up.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Too many years.
Too many.
To have to worry. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead on. Who's next there?
Hey, man, that was a powerful testimony right there. We got to pray for them kids. Pray for them kids. The kids is lost today, and they don't want to look like they don't want to be found. And but that was a powerful testimony. I felt the power of that testimony right there. Thank God for the word on today. Good word on today. We are the anointed ones. We are the olive trees, and we got to realize that. And thank God for the general. General, I need to sign you up to a record label. I didn't know you could say so. The general. And all y'all that don't know who the general is, that's Sister Paige. The general. Did you hear her say it? And did you hear Herb join in too? That was Peaches and Herb. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the word on today. Amen.
Amen. Is there somebody else? Amen. Somebody else. I hope God says something to you. Somebody else. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. We've given everybody an opportunity, amen, to say something. We're just going to make our announcements, amen.
Amen.
Don't forget about... Monday through Friday, I'm on the Holy Ghost prayer line. Different access code, 319-202 pound. Monday through Friday, we got Brother Prevost on tonight at 5 o'clock. You got a topic tonight?
Amen, amen. Pastor Page, wonderful word on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just wanted to say, amen, Ray Wright, y'all need to get y'all a record deal out there. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Am Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm glad he said pieces and herb and not ice and tea. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But that was
well, amen. I believe that in Jesus' name.
Amen. But yeah, we will be on tonight at 5 o'clock Central Time. Amen. We have a topic, and then we're talking about the after the pandemic. Amen. How we rebuild, how we getting back to lives as usual, and are we taking the things, because we've been in the house studying the Word of God. The Christians have, men and women of God. Because we've been in the house studying the Word, listening to the Word, going over and over and over and over and over with the Word. Since the world is back open, are we going to take that Word with us? Are we just going to perform back to the way we used to be? And then we got the, and then we have the revival still tonight at 7. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget about Master Ray, Monday through Friday. He's on at 6:30 California time. I don't know what that's specific. 8:30 Central time. And that access code is 120-110-69 pound Monday through Friday. Amen. On Saturday, got a what you think about it? 11 o'clock. Think about it. Amen. Praise God. Is there somebody else? Oh, don't forget about the salt of the earth. On that 5 o'clock Central time, 3 o'clock California time. Wednesday night Bible study. Don't forget Wednesday nights. We do have some Bible study on Wednesday night. We talk about the Word anyway, amen? And so
amen.
However I do it, that's the way God gets. I have to do it. I can't be nobody else.
Amen. Oh, hey, Pastor Page.
Amen?
I just wanted to reiterate your Barry White slogan, practice what you preach.
Amen. Amen.
That's Barry. What is it? You had me cracking up with that.
Praise God. Amen. Well, thank God. Amen. Did I miss anything?
You covered it all.
Hey,
Prevost,
so we think
Prevost, you sounded like Barry too, Prevost. What did you get that deep voice for today? Forgot you was on the line.
Well,
oh, yeah,
God.
I'm
we
always there.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord watch over you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you. And may the Lord give you rest. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit may it rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth now and forevermore, as we dismiss from this place, but never from his presence. Glory on and praise be in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You're dismissed.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for coming on. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
He leads me beside still waters.
You are the last
party
my soul. In the conference.
When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Thank you.
Officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.